Discipleship. The key verse is Luke chapter 9, verse 23. The first area of discipleship is decision. There are three verses of scriptures to be read. The first is Luke 9:23, which says, "Then he said to them all, if any man would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Luke 11, verse 28 says, he replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." And then Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 says, "Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son." The commentary reads, notice that Luke chapter 9, verse 23, the key verse for discipleship, start with an if clause, which means we have to make a decision. We should decide to be a disciple or follower of Christ, because Luke chapter 11 verse 28 teaches that there are blessings for those who obey God's word. Hebrews 12:6 teaches that there is punishment for those who don't obey God's word. We should be so thankful to God for what he has already done for us that we decide to be disciples. However, two clear scriptural reasons to decide to follow Jesus are to be blessed and to prevent punishment. Notice Luke 9:23, being the key verse, is in italics, as well as a disciple, meaning to be a follower of Christ, is in italics. The second D of discipleship is denial of self. Again, we have two verses of scripture. The first is Titus chapter 2, verse 12, which reads, "It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." Proverbs 14 and 12 reads, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death." The commentary says, Titus chapter 2 verse 12 teaches that we have to grow to be able to say no to worldly lusts. Proverbs 14:12 teaches that what seems right to us cannot be trusted. In fact, it may end in death. Denial of self means to tell ourselves no when we are going contrary to God's will. The third D of discipleship is daily dedication. A couple of passages to read. The first is Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 through 16. It says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 12 read, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." The commentary says, Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 through 16, teaches that a disciple must have daily dedication because there is subject to be daily persecution. God expects us to fight through the decay and be the salt of the earth, and fight through the darkness to be the light of the world. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 12 teaches that we are like soldiers who are to endure hardships. Daily dedication is about having ongoing commitment to following Jesus.